We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Our House by the British 1980s British ska band Madness, in honor of March Madness, which kicks off this week.
I thought it was about your house going to the market, but either way. You covered and chronicled the Grizzlies Oklahoma City Thunder game and the return of Desmond Bane. Taylor Jenkins seemed happy about it.
Yeah, no, he had a big smile on his face. He wasn't worried about the lottery odds. He was happy to write Desmond Bane's name on the lineup card for the first time in 2 months. I did the game story that night in place of Drew. I was hoping to write a column sort of about the wider Memphis OKC thing, but I just didn't have time to do both on game night. So I actually do have a column, sort of a bigger column going up today that's about more, not about that game, but about the more the bigger picture representational stuff with the two franchises.
All right, we will look for that. In terms of the game itself, Bane was good, 22 points, 7 assists. And in fact, you can argue that all the starters, who knows where Gigi will fit in the rotation next year, but they're all rotation or arguably rotation players for the Grizzlies, yes?
Was a real lineup. I mean, that was not your optimum lineup because John Morant was not in it.
Right.
But that starting lineup was a real lineup. And of course, you go to the bench and Wendy Gabriel is playing like real minutes and like literally like is packing up his stuff and leaving like, you know, 30 minutes later. And so, you know, there were issues there in terms of your depth. But that was a real lineup that you could easily see that exact lineup, which had never played a second together before, but you could see that exact lineup playing, like, heavy minutes and rotations next season easily.
Okay.
And I thought it was a pretty interesting lineup.
It was. Take us through it again.
It was Desmond Bane and Luke Kennard in the backcourt. So you don't have, like, a true point guard, but
right.
You have two bigger guards who can shoot and pass and make plays. And then you have this sort of versatile, somewhat interchangeable front court of Gigi Jackson, Santi Aldama, and Jaren Jackson. I got into a little bit of this in the comment I go up today, but it was sort of like a Thunder-esque lineup. One of the interesting things about the Thunder this season, and I asked Taylor Jenkins a bit about this, I use those quotes in the column today, is that, you know, people are on the Grizzlies about you need to go get a big center. People were actually on the Thunder about how they needed to go get a big center, and they were criticized for not doing so at the trade deadline. But they are top five on offense and defense this season, being 28th in rebounding, by the way, with a starting five that like doesn't have a real center on it. They're playing Chet Holmgren at center, but they're playing five guys who can all handle and can all pass, can all shoot threes, can all space the floor, and like it's working big time for them this season. And that Grizzlies lineup was sort of like that.
Is Chet Holmgren more or less of a big center than Jaren Jackson Jr.?
He is a little bit taller than Jaren. He's a little bit lighter than Jaren. So, you know, wherever you want to put the emphasis there. The difference is that I think he's a more instinctive rebounder than Jaren. But again, the Thunder are 28th in rebounding on the season. They're a bad rebounding team. But I do think Holmgren is more instinctive about going to get the ball as a rebounder than Jaren is. I think Jaren has a more versatile offensive game right now in terms of, you know, as a post-up player, as an off-the-dribble player. He's probably a more well-rounded scorer. But Holmgren's a more instinctive rebounder, and that's probably the two biggest differences.
Jake LaRavia, a factor again. And how did Gigi look playing next to Desmond Bane?
You know, Gigi got off to a rough start. Actually, both of those guys got off to a little bit of a rough start in the game and then finished strong. You know, I thought Gigi ended up with 19. He was playing good defense. He was switching out on the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander some. I thought it was a very promising look from Gigi Jackson. And to see him, you know, playing small forward there, you know, the Gigi stuff is going to have its ups and downs. But the hope is that the general trajectory is up. And that up could, you know, sky's the limit on it, really. And so I thought that was a very promising performance from Gigi Jackson, one of many we've seen from him lately. And, like, you know, Jake LaRavia, like, got going there late, hit two threes, had a little floater in the fourth quarter. And he's now scored 13 or more points, I think something like five of the last six games. Now, he's doing this in the context of a roster that's wrecked, in the context of the end of a season. You don't want to make too much of it. But you could very easily see him not doing that. You know, it was pretty easy to imagine Jake LaRavia like averaging 5 points a game in the stretch, not 13 or 14, right? And so I think it's been promising to see from him at a lower level.
As an end of the lineup player, John Conchar, Jake LaRavia.
If you factor in the contract situation, all things considered, I'm taking LaRavia because he's younger and cheaper.
Right.
I don't know that he's as good of a player as John Conchar is yet. That I don't think he is. But if you ask me which one I would rather have on the roster next season, when you factor in age and contract, I'd pick LaRavia because I think Conchar is a negative value now in that contract.
Right.
I think if LaRavia can do what he's been doing lately, he's probably more of a neutral value, you know, because his contract's cheap.
All right. So I asked Dan Devine this. And I'll ask you, and we can talk more about, after I read your column, more about the greater context of the Grizzlies and the Thunder, because I think people are fascinated by it. But if you had a dispersal, no, not a dispersal draft. You had a pickup game, a pickup game, and so contracts didn't matter, right? And you just had a pickup game between the Grizzlies and the Thunder. What order would the players be drafted, the top six?
So I think if there's an objective drafter who's not from either city,
yes,
you know, your league consensus drafter,
yes,
I think the Thunder, it basically goes Thunder Grizzly like that, sort of in order as you go through, with the Thunder the Thunder a step ahead of their Grizzlies counterpart.
And each time, Shai ahead of Ja, Chet ahead of Jaren, and Jalen Williams ahead of Dez.
I suspect that's how people would do it, but partly that's just because of the kind of season the Thunder are having relative to the kind of season the Grizzlies are having. I'm not sure that's correct, frankly, on either. I think it's debatable on all three spots, and on the last one in particular, I would take Bane over Jalen Williams, as good as Jalen Williams is. I think Bane has become such a meaningful creator, combination scorer, passer, ball handler, that I would take Bane over Williams. To me, the Jaren Chet thing is also very close. I would probably lean Jaren a little bit there, but you can definitely make the case for Chet. Shai, as a regular season player, Shai has gotten to a level slightly higher than even Ja was at, healthy. But even there, like Ja's done, and I get to this when I write about it, Ja's done some stuff in the playoffs that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has not yet done.
Yeah, I said it earlier that I think everyone at this point, particularly if you figure in all the other stuff, right? People would health, all the other, everyone would take Shai over Ja.
In our pickup game, everybody's playing.
Right, everybody's playing. Right, exactly right. But broadly speaking, but just because you might pick Shai over Ja, certainly in the broader context you would, it doesn't mean if they played each other in a series, Ja couldn't outplay Shai Alexander. 100%, right? I mean,
John Morant owns two of the five highest scoring playoff games in NBA history by players 22 and younger. He's got two of them.
Yeah.
He's been a little out of sight, out of mind, but John has done this at a very high level. He's had big playoff games. He's won playoff games. He's won, you know, they've won won a series. I get into some of that in what I write tomorrow, or later today, but John's accomplished some stuff that I think has been too easily forgotten.
Now, the Thunder have the greater war chest, and I don't know what's in it yet left. It's probably still a million picks. But
right.
Okay, once you get past those top six.
Let's throw a butt on that before we get into that. Yes, they have the greater war chest, but the Grizzlies are going to have a top 10 pick in this draft. I don't know if any of these Thunder picks are ever going to be a top 10 pick. And, like, I don't know, man, G.G. Jackson. They got G.G. Jackson.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So the next, after you get past the top three on each team, what's the rest of the roster? How's it compare? You got Vince Williams, you got G.G. Jackson, you got Marcus Smart. You got Luke Kennard.
Yeah, I think Lou Dort sort of plays that role. There's a certain role that Lou Dort plays that the Grizzlies have two of those guys, and Marcus Smart and Vince Williams. And so, you know, I think Smart is the best of the three, you know, when he's available. But I think the Grizzlies got two of them, and so I think the Grizzlies sort of tilts in the Grizzlies' direction. Josh Giddey as a bigger offensive player, you know, maybe you compare him to G.G. Jackson. He's much further along. He was much higher drafted. But they're talking about maybe him being the odd man out. And so I think Giddey is better than G.G. Jackson right now. Is he more meaningful for them over the next three seasons than G.G. Jackson will be for the Grizzlies? Maybe not.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I don't know if you saw future Grizz Donovan Klingon dominating in the in the tournament this year, but this week, but he was tremendous.
The other thing about sort of the difference this season. Here's the real difference this season, and it's obvious, but let's put a number on it. If the Thunder's top four players are Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, Lou Dort, and the Grizzlies' top four are John Morant, Jaren Jackson, Desmond Bane, Marcus Smart, those Thunder guys have combined for 258 games. The Grizzlies have combined for 125. I think that might be the only difference.
Right. And, of course, there will almost never be a matchup in the future when all these players are healthy. Right? On one
team. That's the way NBA works.
And that's because that's the way the NBA works. So we're matching these up, but who knows? Who knows exactly how this is gonna, how it is gonna play out. But it was fun to see it, to see a competitive game, and yet they still lose. And now they're off Sacramento tonight, right? They got Sacramento tonight.
Yeah, Sacramento, and then I think the Lakers this week. Is that right? Or maybe it's the Warriors. I don't remember. Yeah. They're out west.
Yeah. Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Look forward to the column.
Thanks,
Chris Harrington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.